Storytel presents The City of Horror by Margit Sanomo, Part 37 in the Legend of the Ice People series. Narrated by me, Nina Indis. Translated by Anna Hallager. Produced and published by Storytel in cooperation with Yentos 2020. Copyright Margit Sanomo. The Legend of the Ice People. The legend of the Ice People begins many centuries ago with Tengil the Evil. He was ruthless and greedy, and there was only one way to get everything that he wanted. He had to make a pact with the devil. He travelled far into the wilderness and summoned the devil with a magic potion that he had brewed in a pot. Tengil the Evil gained unlimited wealth and power, but in exchange, he cursed his own family. One of his descendants in every generation would serve the devil with evil deeds. When it was done, Tengil buried the pot. If anyone found it, the curse would be broken. So the curse was passed down through Tengil's descendants, the Ice People. One person in every generation was born with yellow cat's eyes, a sign of the curse, and magical powers which they used to serve the devil. One day, the most powerful of all the cursed ice people would be born. This is what the legend says. Nobody knows whether it is true, but in the 16th century, a cursed child of the ice people was born. He tried to turn evil into good, which is why they called him Tengil the Good. This legend is about his family. Actually, it is mostly about the women in his family, the women who held the fate of the Ice People in their hands. Chapter 1. Horror comes in many forms. Horror can be a small, kind, middle-aged lady wearing a grey hat and coat with an unfortunate desire to help people in distress. It took this form in the Norwegian city of Halden during the cruel winter of 1937, when a short, inconspicuous woman held the city in such a tight grip of horror that it shook the whole of Norway with the eyes of the Western world focused on the place. One cold, dark morning in January 1937, as the sirens from the paper mill and the sawmill wailed discordantly with those of the other factories, the breath of death swept across Halden. Nobody realized it at the time. Not the pale girls on the bus who shuddered half asleep on the way to work at the cake shop or the shoe factory, exhausted after a long, exciting evening and too little sleep. Not the workers wrapped in their winter clothes but casually bareheaded, who sloped across the square carrying their lunchboxes under their arms. Not the young policeman, Richard Brink of the Ice People, who a few days later would be made to feel that the future of the whole city rested on his shoulders. Clemens Post, the doctor, didn't know anything either. How was he to know that in a few minutes his telephone would ring? Not even after the conversation was over did he grasp the scale of what was about to happen, or had already happened. 9 people were the first to be involved in the great horror. 9 individuals, then 2 large groups, one consisting of 62 people and the other of 12. It fell to Richard, a member of the Ice People, to find them all and see to it that no more people became infected. Actually, it had already happened. In several places on the previous day. 9 different individuals. Numbers 1 and 2, Vinny and Kamma. Kamma Dahlen, a widow, was a relic from the days of upper-class privilege. She would say super instead of supper and called her hairdresser by his last name, now that she had no servants whom she could address by their...